They found Preacher's old lady face down in wet cement around 4 a.m. on a cold Saturday morning. By 5, they were practically pounding the hinges off his apartment door. He answered it, bleary-eyed, the glint of a badge in the dim hallway light making him squint.
John Holloman.
There were two of them, both looking like fullbacks gone to seed. The one doing the talking had watery gray eyes.
I'm Lieutenant Claiborne, LAPD.
And I'm Clean, Preacher said.
The second one grunted,
About as clean as an orangutan with a bad case of the shits.
He showed Preacher a mouthful of yellow teeth, baiting him, but Preacher didn't bait. The turd wasn't worth it. Claiborne shot his partner a look, then said,
You say you're clean, I'll take your word for it. We're not here for that. Mind if we come in?
Preacher didn't move.
You're doing just fine right there. Looks like we got a surreal cowboy on our hands, Lieutenant.
Put a lid on it, huh, Charlie?
Claiborne dropped a hand into his coat pocket, absently fondling something inside as he leveled his gaze at Preacher.
We're here about a friend of yours, a girl by the name of Cummings.
Preacher's gut tightened. Lisa.
What about her?
You two share this place, isn't that right?
More or less.
When was the last time you saw her?
A couple of weeks ago. Why?
Claiborne raised an eyebrow.
She lives with you and you haven't seen her in all that time?
I've been busy. What's this about?
The turd frowned.
Come on, Lieutenant, quit jerking off and show it to him.
Claiborne sighed and took a plastic bag marked evidence from his coat pocket, showing it to Preacher. Inside was a silver chain with an iron cross pendant.
Recognize this?
Preacher recognized it all right. He'd given it to Lisa for her 23rd birthday. His insides churned. He didn't need a sack of bricks dropped on his head to figure this one out.
Where'd you find her?
He asked.
Construction site over on Bronson. Looks like she was raped, then strangled.
Claiborne held up the plastic-wrapped chain.
With this.
Preacher closed his eyes. He was tired. He'd been in the wind for nearly 2 days straight, asleep only a few hours when these two bozos showed up. He'd come home sometime after 3, found Lisa gone, and figured she was spending the night with a girlfriend. He hadn't even bothered to take off his clothes before crawling into bed. This had to be a dream. Any minute now, he'd wake up and roll over, and Lisa would be beside him, naked, alive, and...
Hey, Scooter Boy, you still with us?
Fingers snapped in his face.
The lieutenant here just told you your little coos box is busy servicing the boys down at the morgue.
The turd flashed another yellow smile, and Preacher put his fist in it.